How does a business broker work?
There's a couple of points that are very important. Number one, from a global perspective, let's understand that if a young couple walks into a real estate agent's office, okay, and tell them they're interested in buying a house, well, I think the numbers are something like there's 70%+ chance that that couple is going to buy a home within the next year. Okay, business people that are looking to buy businesses, 90% of them don't buy. So the business broker is first dealing with a candidate that's not going to buy. Number two, the business brokerage industry, and again, I may have some pretty harsh words related to the business brokerage industry, but should be understood, I do business brokerage. I do mid-market M&A work. So when I talk related to the business broker, I'm not just throwing flames out to an industry. It's an industry that I'm involved in. So I understand it as an insider as well, and I'm not just knocking or talking about points without fact to back it up. Business brokerage is based upon inventory. What they teach you in sort of these business brokerage schools, if you will, is all about listings. Just have enough listings, you're going to make a living. Because if you have enough listings, chances are you'll have some good ones. And once you have a business tied up and the person can only buy that business from you, you're going to make a living. Okay, that's the second thing. The third thing is that business brokers, while there's thousands of them, there are some very good ones. Business brokers don't represent the buyer. They're not paid by the buyer. They're paid by the seller. Very often, depending on the nature of their engagement with the seller, they have a fiduciary duty to the seller. And what that leads to is the following. Business brokers, for the most part, don't care whether or not you buy the right business. They just care if you buy any business, because that's the only way they're going to make a living. Okay? So that's another point that people need to keep in mind. And the last point is, business brokerage, there is no national MLS of business brokerage, of businesses for sale, rather. You have these websites that some of them you apparently visited, obviously. Those are aggregators, or those are databases of businesses for sale, where business brokers or sellers, whatever, list their businesses. But they're very often, there's only a number of states in the country where brokers cooperate. In other words, where they share listings. So unlike a real estate agent where you go in and you look and say, I'm interested in buying a house, and they go onto the MLS and they're able to contact all those other agents and even, have the lock boxes and the keys to a property that they themselves haven't listed, and there's a standard, sharing of commissions, et cetera, related to real estate transaction. That does not exist in most states in the United States of America related to cooperation of brokers. You have some brokers who won't cooperate. I know in my practice, I'll cooperate with any broker. If you bring a qualified buyer to a business that I'm representing, I'm happy to share the information and I'm happy to split the success fees or the commissions. In business brokerage, you have a huge percentage of business brokers that only represent the businesses that they have listed. So you go to see them, if here's what they have in their stable available businesses and none meet your criteria, they're not even going to look for a business for you. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
So is there any case for using a broker?
There's a very good case for using a broker, but that shouldn't be confused with hiring a broker. Using a broker can provide you with certain advantages to the process that you wouldn't be able to have on your own. Number one is they can provide you with access to businesses for sale, business listings that are for sale. Whether or not they cooperate or don't cooperate, there are businesses that they can have available for sale that you wouldn't normally see, potentially. Number two, they've done this before. They understand the process. So even though their representation or their allegiance or their fiduciary responsibility is not to you, the buyer, they understand the process. They understand how to keep it moving forward. They understand the reams of documentation that are involved in a closing or a transaction. So they've gone through this before, and they can provide you with some guidance. And the third part, which is very, very important, they can be the buffer between you and the seller. The bearer of bad news. There's going to be some times that are going to come up, the situation that have come up, where you may have to get very aggressive with a seller. Now, you can't just sit across the table from them and hammer them into the ground. And the biggest reason why you can't do that is most often you are going to be reliant upon that seller to provide you with post-closing training related to the business. You want to have a good relationship with that seller. If you've hammered that seller into the ground and haven't had any buffer, the last thing they want is to help you. The only thing they want is take your money, and they won't do anything to go above and beyond the call of duty to assist you. So a business broker becomes a very good buffer and the bearer or the messenger of bad news between you and the seller.
So should I assume then that the broker, if I work with one, is going to be providing all the information I need about this business in order for me to make the decision as to whether or not to buy it?
In a perfect world, yes. In reality, no. The better brokers are going to have a profile available on the business. They're going to have internal financial statements, profit and loss statements, tax returns where appropriate for the type of business that are matched to the P&Ls. And so a good broker will have all that available, but it's not reality, and especially in some smaller businesses. Again, very often the people in this field are lucky to be in this field. This, you know, today they're selling businesses, and tomorrow they're selling real estate, and then they may be selling insurance or financial services, whatever. And this is no disrespect, you know, made to any real estate agent, insurance agent, or financial planners. But, you know, not all of them are so well versed in the process themselves. They can't assist, but it's up to the buyer to dig up this information that may not be immediately available from the broker. And that happens through their interaction with the seller and from asking the right questions and presenting the proper case for what needs to be done and investigated in their financial review or due diligence. So while a broker will provide some good preliminary information and the better ones will provide a basket of very useful information, it's up to the buyer as well to really dig in and determine the information that they need in order to make a valid decision whether or not to buy the business. And even before that, whether or not to make an offer.
So Richard, let's talk about that aspect for a moment. Let's talk about research.